Let us all join together in prayer. O Lord, we pray that you will keep us in your mercy and protection, even as we seem to be emerging from months of despair. We know that there are more uncertainties still to come. Strengthen our heart, Lord, so that we may find ways of going forward into a better world. We are all children of light. Lighten our darkness. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We give thanks for all those who love their neighbours, in particular those who care for the sick and the many who provide the services our society relies upon. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We pray for those who are worried about the people they love, for Vivette, whose brother Anthony is in hospital with COVID. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We pray for our troubled world, for peace, justice, equality, good governance, and a global determination to tackle climate change. And we call for God's mercy on refugees and people on the move. Lighten their darkness. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We give thanks for St. Peter's. We pray for God's blessing on all those who are leading St. Peter's in the absence of a vicar, that they continue to be granted wisdom, energy, and enthusiasm. We pray that with God's guidance we may find a sympathetic and inspiring new leader. And we give thanks for all who worship here, make music, and support our church, and for those who participate in spirit or online. Lord, meet us in the silence and hear our prayer. We pray for those who have recently died and for those who grieve for them, for Thomas Hagel, who used to sing in St. Peter's Choir, and also for those whose anniversaries we remember, Daphne Hartley and Frederick England. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and may thy light perpetual shine upon them. O Lord, we know that every day in this parish hundreds of prayers are offered to you by many people inside and outside this church like arrows shot to heaven. They echo our thoughts and fears, our joys and our sorrows. They continue our formal worship into our everyday lives. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers now and listen for those we will utter up in the coming weeks and years. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.